physical pain or discomfort during meditation. Can we just let it be? Do nothing, or is it better to adjust the posture? Adjust the posture, please. So that you don't have to sort of, you know, control the body. Be kind to the body. Now look, if you, in meditation, getting very deep and you've got a pain in the body, you've got two choices. You endure and endure and endure. You don't get anywhere. Sometimes you can get through the pain, and that, you can do that, but it's very rare that happens. It's wonderful when it does happen, but a lot of times people don't go through it. It just gets worse and they have to go to hospital. There's one of the, I don't mind mentioning his name, Ajahn Munindo. He's, you know, the monk in Harnham, one of the senior monks in England. And this, he did this when I was mentioning this to him when I saw him last 3 or 4 weeks ago in England. I remember that he decided to do this practice to sit through pain. So sit there and determine, I'm not going to move, even though it hurts. So when it starts to hurt, no, I'm going to just endure and endure and endure. So he had to have a double knee reconstruction. That's really dumb stuff. It's madness. The pain is there to tell you to move. So instead of trying to endure, you just move. You waste about 1 minute. And you go backwards in the meditation. You don't begin again where you left off. You go back a little bit, but in a couple of minutes you're back where you left off, and then you can go much deeper. So it's common sense, no move. The other thing in meditation I like to say, if you've got a cough, cough quickly. Otherwise we have what we call the volcano effect. And I've seen this so often in meditation retreats. They think, oh, I better not cough because it's going to disturb people. And it just builds up pressure. And when it does blow, it's a huge noise. You can hear it in the kitchen over there. And also, you spray everybody around you with this rubbish. And it's terrible. It's called volcano effect. So when you're going to cough, cough! That's what the best way to do with pain. Next question.